Welcome back to the Jukebox. Our next guest is Amir Amiri, originally from Tehran, but has lived in Canada since the mid-1990s. He's now in Montreal, but has lived all throughout Canada and has many projects underway throughout Europe and beyond. An adventurous explorer of some of the ancient instruments emanating out of Babylonian times. What a pleasure to host you. Welcome, Amir. Welcome to the Jukebox.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be spending this moment with you. Good afternoon and hello to all.
Well, big welcome to you. You have a special concert coming up, Amir Amiri Solo.
Yes.
So you're a one-man orchestra when needed. It's in Aurora at the Trinity Anglican Church, 7:30 p.m. Check it out on Amir's website, which is amiramiri.com. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect when we go there.
I play this instrument. It's called santur. It is a 72-stringed hammer dulcimer. It has 72 strings, but you can really think about it. If you open a piano, you see
right.
this organization of strings and hammers.
Right.
It is like that, but in a sense of Persian music, you can think about it as foundational as piano, but
right.
with this difference that it can also access microtones.
Oh, yeah.
For April 6th concert, I have put together a program that is my solo program. You can think about it as colors. This color, that color, as different modes, but because I play with the very special type of instrument. It has the ability to modulate because the traditional santur doesn't have a modulating possibility.
Okay.
This has moving bridges, so we can move from this color to that color to that color.
Well, that's fascinating. So that means you can actually change those bridges as you're performing.
Exactly.
In between works, so you can tune it as needed.
Exactly. And during the playing, also, there are some room for doing this slight adjustment, and it's beautiful. It's really something very exciting, and I have been developing that for a while, so...
Right. And how do you play? How do you play the santur, the hammer dulcimer? Do you have mallets?
Yes, I play with mallets, and the mallets, they come in two different kind of styles. The ancient style doesn't have the felt on it, on the
uh-huh.
tip of the mallet, but in the more modern, contemporary sense, there are felts on the tip of the mallet because they create softer sound, and so it's better for a harmonic in tune situation when we're talking
right.
about that kind of a sensation.
Well, this is interesting because this has been around since, what, the 5th century BCE? And, you know, here we're talking about the modern piano, which didn't come until 1720, which also uses a similar idea, hammering the strings, right?
Absolutely. In fact, it is the grandfather to pianos and to the clave and to going onwards.
Are you bringing any other instruments to the show?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just that I am playing with a very dear friend of mine named Naghme Farahmand.
Oh, I know her. She was up in Collingwood during one of our shows, I think 2022. She played with Kathleen Kajioka and Saruj Krajian. Yeah, it was a wonderful program. We did all kinds of music there. She's a terrific percussionist.
So she will have a small solo in the beginning, and then I will most likely invite her to play a couple of pieces together for sure.
Gotcha.
She's an incredible talent, and we used to play with each other a lot more,
right.
of music, but then COVID happened, and I moved more towards Europe for working, and I'm very happy to come back to Toronto. It's been a while since I played in Toronto, and so very much looking forward to it.
Wonderful. Well, I remember Naghme came up with a whole busload of instruments, very fascinating
yeah.
instruments, traditional ones. That was with Joyce El Khoury, who was our star performer there. Yeah. Terrific. Well, what kind of scale are you tuning this instrument to when you start your concert?
Interesting question. For this program, I will start from the color green.
Oh.
Which, in musical sense, because once you have, you have a rhythm, you have like this pulse, you speed this pulse, you get a sound, you get a pitch.
Right.
You speed the pitch, you get color. So there are a subdivision of each other. When they're in the groupings, the green color, green is major key to me.
Yep.
So I start with a major key, first in the mode of mahur or major. And then I'll take it into deeper colors, the reds, the blues, and the brown, coming back around to the yellow and go back to the green again.
Interesting. And that's where the microtones come into fruition.
Yeah. In the browns and reds, there are a lot of microtones, for sure.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting you choose green. Green is a color. Often, I guess, in a universal sense, the color of nature, lushness of forests, natural environment.
For me, major keys, all the color of, you know, Lake Louise color.
Oh, yeah. Major. Yes.
If you look at Lake Louise, that to me is G major.
Okay. Yeah. Balance, fertility. Interesting.
Yeah. It's like that. So this kind of colors, I will bring that into sonic colors.
Fascinating. Yeah. Well, check it out. Amir Amiri, amiramiri.com. Check out the website. You'll see other concerts also coming up, an interesting blend of Persian and classical and contemporary music. Tell us what else is going on. Any new recordings on the way? Other projects?
Yes. I have a beautiful ensemble called Amir Amiri Ensemble that we just went to Atlantic Canada in Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and PEI. We had about 13 engagements.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was a beautiful experience. It was about 3 weeks. I have an ensemble in France that I work with called Ensemble Kimia. And we're doing a lot of work and going to India, doing a lot of collaborations. Of course, a lot of Canadian cult collaborations,
yeah,
with the pianist, percussionist.
Amazing.
Basically, trying to make work and bring the Santur and try to deal with it as if it was a piano.
Right.
In that the piano can fit anywhere.
Interesting. Oh, I like that.
And try to do it in the way that I always think about what is the difference between this genre and that genre. For me, is the way they treat the rhythm.
Yeah.
Of course, there's pitch comes later, but really the rhythm. So try to learn the different rhythms of different cultures.
Absolutely. Definitely a binding force among cultures. Rhythm is a foundation to work from, and it sounds like you're onto a new horizon in many ways by blending these sounds with Western sounds. So good luck to you, Amir, and your ensemble as you embark on your worldwide tour. We're happy to catch you April 6th at Trinity Anglican Church. That's 79 Victoria Street in Aurora, 7:30 p.m. You can find out more details on Amir's website, amiramiri.com. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. All the best.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure we'll reach out again and see what else is going on in your colorful life. Take care, Amir.
Okay, thank you. Bye.